In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This weekend, we are celebrating various events. We began this afternoon with the blessing of the animals in honor of St. Francis' feast day this week. There were, as I recall, one cat and many dogs, and the dogs had the louder voices. But it was good to gather and to offer blessings on these critters that are important parts of our lives. Now, tonight, in case any of you brought them, or certainly tomorrow, we are celebrating Stuffy Sunday. So we're inviting children to bring their special stuffed animals so that we can offer a blessing over them. Now, some of you have been around the Episcopal Church for a while, and you'll think, I thought, as Episcopalians, we kind of tried to avoid blessing things, right? Occasionally we'll bless water because, you know, we use it to baptize and to bless and you know, to say goodbye and lots of things. And certainly each week we consecrate bread and wine as the body and blood of our Savior Christ, but we tend to avoid blessing things. Now, one might argue that stuffed animals fall in an in-between kind of area, a gray zone, because they can be special, right? Stuffed animals can have special places in our hearts. Stuffed animals, as I observed them in my house, often stand in for babies, right? And so you have a little child, and the little child knows how they are cared for, and that child wants to imitate what they see, right? And so we give them a stuffed animal, and they care for that stuffed animal. That's their baby, just like they are your baby. Except, stuffed animals also get swung around the head, dropped, and occasionally left behind. So we don't give children real babies. We give them stuffed animals, and as a substitute on which they can practice, right? They can practice loving, and they can practice caring, and they can develop within themselves a capacity to care for someone that is weaker than they are, just the way that we care for them. Now, the other thing that we're talking about this weekend is the month of October we are observing as Stewardship Month here at St. Thomas. And so we're going to be talking in some way or another through the month about money. And you know, I always feel conflicted when it's time to talk about money. Because it feels kind of self-serving. Right? I am paid by St. Thomas. My salary comes from the monies that we all give to St. Thomas. But so does everything else St. Thomas does. And I'm here because I love St. Thomas, because I love the things that we do, right? The ways that we have opportunities to serve and to grow and to be together. And as I mentioned last week, God has no money problems. Right? To God belong the cattle on a thousand hills. And so the real need that comes about in stewardship is our need to give. Now, our gospel reading today, we're going fast, aren't we? Boom, boom, boom. Stuffed animals, stewardship, gospel. Our gospel reading today takes a little bit different approach to stewardship, but it is related. So we're not going too far afield. The disciples in our gospel reading asked Jesus to give them more faith. Now that sounds like a very pious request, doesn't it? And Jesus tells them this strange story in answer. It can be hard to understand. But here's what Jesus is saying. Jesus is saying that you're asking for more faith, but God doesn't need more faith. The tiniest little bit of faith, that's enough for God. Just the little mustard seed, right? Proverbially the smallest seed there is. That's enough. And so when I hear Jesus tell the story, I think of the idea of the lever, You know from physics, the lever, there's a fulcrum and a lever, and it goes like this. And the longer it is on this side, the less energy you have to push to lift up the other side. But the shorter it is, the harder it gets. As I understand this story, Jesus is saying, it doesn't matter how short the lever gets, how little your faith might be, God is so big, right? Just so beyond imagining powerful that all it takes is that little sliver, and that's enough. That's enough for God to do what? Our gospel says, for that mulberry tree to be uprooted and thrown into the river. How's that for a random illustration? So here, stay with me. I'm guessing that the disciples had seen buildings constructed. I mean, Jesus was a carpenter, right? They knew, and they didn't have bulldozers, by the way. So it was all done by hand, and they knew it could be done. They knew a building could be put together by hand, and they had probably seen the Roman armies flattening buildings quickly, and they knew that could be done too. So that wasn't the hardest thing to do. But imagine a mulberry tree, right? A large tree like a sycamore out here. And it's as tall beneath the ground as it is above the ground, right? Those roots are scattered out and they're grabbing into the ground, and they go just as far deep as it goes tall above the ground. And that can be uprooted and thrown into the sea. Now, who could do that? Right? It's unimaginable. We can't do that today. We cut the stumps off, we grind them down, and that's the best we can do. But Jesus said, if you had faith the size of a mustard seed, that is enough for God to move the immovable, to do the impossible. And so Jesus is saying that having more faith, right? We're talking stewardship, so we might also talk about having more money. Having more faith is not the point. God can do God's work. And the disciples' request for more, more, more. Have any of you ever heard that before? More! The disciples' request for more is more about their egos. It's about their desires to be self-sufficient, to be heroes in the faith, spiritual giants, admired by others. And Jesus is saying, you know what? You already have a little faith, and that's enough. God can use that. What Jesus is telling the disciples, what Jesus is telling us today, is that the exciting part of Christianity is not us. Right? The exciting part of Christian faith is not our strength, or our faith, or our capacity to do good works, or our skill in liturgy. The exciting part of Christianity is not our power or our money that we can give or our activities that we can do, whether to enjoy each other's company or to serve the world around us. The exciting part of Christianity is God's presence and God's power and God's action in the world, which we as Christians are invited to witness and even to participate in, and to reflect upon, and to enjoy. And so stewardship, we're talking about stewardship this month. Stewardship means, above anything else, recognizing that God is primary. That relationship with God is central. And everything else flows from that relationship with God. It flows out from that relationship. It flows back into that relationship. That includes use of money, giving to the church, right? That doesn't make us righteous by itself, but it can reflect and help us to see and appreciate God's generosity. And when we give, that's what we're doing, is reflecting God's goodness into the world around us. God has made promises of treasures that are far above anything that we can even imagine right now. Treasures far above what we can even hold on to. And so the power that we've been given in the meantime, things like security and money and even faith, these are substitutes. These are things that we get to practice with. Even the things that are closest and deepest in our hearts, things like family, things like church, things like relationships, those are our stuffies. They're our stuffed animals that are given to us to practice on so that we can develop our own capacity to receive the kingdom that God has promised. This weekend, we celebrated a couple things, and it's actually for the Feast of St. Francis, which will be later this week. And Francis of Assisi famously turned away from an inheritance of wealth and chose poverty because he believed that in his life, that was how he was going to put God first. That was how he was called to practice stewardship. Now this month, I'm going to invite you to make a pledge to St. Thomas. And we always say everyone should pledge. Everyone should give first. It should be the first thing that we give out of our income. And that it should be proportional. It should be what makes sense for you. Not what someone else is expecting. What makes sense for you as you pray with God. As we practice stewardship of all kinds of things, including our money, we are learning to care for the stuffies that we've been given. And our care is going to be imperfect. We might wave it around the head a few times. But we are in training. We are practicing. And God is blessing us even now so that God might develop in us hearts which have a capacity to receive something that is even greater, namely an awareness that our lives are enfolded in the arms of a God who loves us. Amen. Amen.